I can't ignore it fully, like, but at the same time just stay focused on, like, I'm a Cork City player, and that's the end of it really. Like, I think it would be a lot more difficult, say, if it was happening last season when Cork City were mid-table, but the fact that we're up near the top now and doing well, I can concentrate on that because that's the most important thing for me, and I don't think it would be really fair in the team, like, if I was thinking about other stuff and think it can affect your performances, and I don't want that to happen, so it's not a big distraction, to be honest.
No one be fearful. I'm delighted for the young lad. It's there's been huge interest in him, as there has been before in other players and whatever, which is fantastic. And it's a situation where if a situation happens that it's right for Cork City, it's right for Brian Lennon, that's great. At the end of the day, like, as you can see over the years in Cork, we've had a lot of players that have moved on and bettered themselves, which is exactly what you want. You shake your hands and wish them well, and that's the way it is. What you don't want is fellas moving on, getting a bad deal, going to the wrong club, okay? And Brian Lennon is a very happy, contented guy, and the crucial thing what Brian Lennon has to do, which I'm quite sure he's able to do because I know him quite well, is that he has to stop or stay away from reading the papers, listen to the who's watching him, because the danger is he loses focus and then maybe his opportunity goes past him. You know what I mean? What he has to do is just keep his head down. He's a Cork City player. There's we're top up at the top of the table. We have to stay in there, and he has to give a performance every week to for us to stay in there and for him to be there. And at the end of the day, if in 2 weeks' time someone decides to make a firm offer, or it's at the end of the season, well and good, and we'd wish him well. And there's no doubt in my mind he has the ability to go to quite a very high level. Now we're at the highest level in this country, which is equivalent to, and John would tell you there, to, you know, certainly championship one in England, the top teams over here. You know, they play in Europe every year. But look at, if Brian could go to the very top of the Premiership, it would be absolutely phenomenal. But at the same time, he must keep his focus, and he must, you know, the danger is every person in the street is asking him, this crowd, is that crowd watching that crowd? He just probably needs to avoid those questions and just keep his head down and play as good as he can. And if he does that, then I think the opportunity will come. But from a club point of view, look, we're realistic. And as a manager, I'm very realistic. And at the end of the day, if a club come in and give him a 3-year deal, a top club, and, you know, you'd shake his hand and you'd be delighted for him, wishing him the best.